This is a CK to Z news update. Back in session for a month, Cortez Island School has been able to reopen its doors to parents and guest presenters.
Last year was tougher in a lot of ways because we had really strict protocol around visitors in the building. We had our doors locked. People had to phone in advance. Parents weren't allowed into the building at all. There were a couple of exemptions where we were allowed to have parents in to prepare hot lunches if they were prepared here. But there was a really painful disconnect between families and the school without being able to allow people into the building. Thankfully, this year they've changed that. As long as parents are masked, do a daily health check, and sign in as they come into the building, then we're allowed to welcome them back into the school. And that's been a really joyous occasion for us because the parents are part of the heart of the school. We can have guest instructors come in. We've got a weekly guest artist coming in on Friday morning and afternoons. We've got some drama programming planned for later, possibly some puppet making and different opportunities for not just the parent body, but also the community at large to be able to interact with the school. We're hoping to start up our chess club. We have a couple of older gentlemen in the community that used to come in and play chess regularly with the students.
That was Brent Wilkin in his 10th year as teaching principal at the school. Jeremy Peacock, chair of the Parent Advisory Committee, echoed his sentiment.
It's much more open than it was last year. The big thing for me has been trying to figure out how to bring more community-based sense of learning back into the school. And I feel like that's happening this year, which feels really positive. We have managed to find folks to support the hot lunch program in terms of coming in and cooking for that program at least twice a month. And we're talking about doing things like a science fair and a winter festival celebration, trying to do events where we can support the kids getting to show what they're doing at school to the larger community. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that that will also help bring folks and their interests back towards the school because the enrollment numbers are quite low right now. The senior class is really small this year, so we really would like to see that going up. At the same time, that gives them a lot of agility. So they're doing a lot of stuff where they can walk around Manson's and they're going to be able to do a lot of field trips.
Wilkins said the enrollment this year is a total of 43 students in three divisions, 16 students in the K-2-1 classroom, 18 in the group combining grades 2 to 5, and 9 students in the senior class of grades 5 to 9. The teaching is divided between 5 staff. One of the biggest challenges for the school continues to be navigating the ever-changing COVID restrictions.
We're still kind of stumbling through some of the protocols and figuring things out as we go because things change, things evolve. I mean, when we left in June, all signs were pointing to being maskless come September, and we were all quite hopeful that we would be pretty much back to normal. Then things took a turn in the summer and the numbers started going back up again, and we still haven't come back to normal. There's no overnight field trips, that kind of thing, but we're managing to make it work. It was a little bit disheartening to know we had to start out wearing masks again. But on the other hand, with the ability to bring in volunteers from the community, I think that brought some lightness and hope and inspiration to the staff and to the children and hopefully to the families as well.
Currently, grades 4 and up have to wear masks indoors, and since the middle division is made up of grades 2 through 5...
Basically, they're all required to wear masks when they're indoors. We try to get everybody outside as much as we can so that they don't have to wear the masks all the time. And luckily, all of our classrooms open to the outside, so kids can step outside and go for a little walk around and get a breath of fresh air if they need to.
And there's another way the COVID restrictions affect the community at large.
One of the key functions that the school has played in the community in the past is essentially as a rec center, the gymnasium. It's the only place to play indoor sports and that sort of thing. At this point, it's looking like by mid-October, we'll be able to open the gym up to youth groups. There's a number of different youth groups on the island that the Cortez Community Health and the South Cortez Community Association sponsor. Opening it up to the adult usage for, we've had floor hockey, basketball, badminton on a regular basis. Pickleball is quite a keen group of people there. Volleyball has played in there, indoor soccer. So there's a whole raft of community groups that like to use the gym, but we're just waiting to see what's going to happen with that. Because part of the challenge is that if the doors are open to those activities, it's only open to people who are vaccinated, the same as a restaurant or other sporting facilities in the broader community. And we're not sure we have the capacity to be able to monitor that. I think that's one of the challenges being here too, is that often being in a remote area, we have a lot of flexibility in how we do things. And so we're able to bend some rules here, bend some rules there as far as enrollment, as far as how things operate. But when it comes to a mandate from the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Health, we have zero flexibility. And so people are used to us being flexible. And all of a sudden now we say, well, I'm sorry, this is beyond our control. It's hard. It's hard for everybody.
You have been listening to excerpts from interviews with Cortez Island School Principal Brent Wilkin and Chair of the Parent Advisory Committee Jeremy Peacock about the school year so far.